No Place of Refuge, Rachel Getty and Issa Katak, Book 4, written by Asma Zehanat Khan and read by Peter Gannon.
Rachel Getty had never expected to find herself at a state dinner at Rideau Hall, the Governor General's residence. Even though she was at the tail end of the dinner, mingling with other guests, she found herself bemused, silenced by the splendor of the hall and by the amiability of the Prime Minister. They'd left the long white dinner table with its golden candelabra and thickets of crystal glasses for an alcove under ivory arches, the whole scene illuminated by cascading chandeliers. It was pomp and circumstance on a scale familiar to most Canadians, gracious yet subdued. That didn't stop Rachel from feeling overwhelmed as she peered, tongue-tied, into the affable face of the strikingly young Prime Minister. Trying not to draw attention to herself, she smoothed her hands down the length of her black evening dress, cut simply, and, had Rachel known it, showcasing her athletic figure to great effect. She wore a pair of dangling earrings given to her by her brother Zachary, and had even taken the trouble to style her lackluster hair into a smooth chignon. Earlier, during the photo opportunity portion of this unexpected evening, she and her boss, Inspector Issa Katak, had posed for a photograph with the Prime Minister and his wife. Rachel's sense of being out of her depth was diminished by the matter-of-fact welcome extended by both the Prime Minister and his wife, whose Quebecois accent fell charmingly on Rachel's ear. A few moments later, Rachel found herself in the alcove with Khattak and the Prime Minister. The two men were discussing the current status of community policing, the division of law enforcement Rachel and Khattak worked for. Despite a period of trial, community policing was back on its feet. A recent parliamentary inquiry into a war criminal's death had exonerated Khattak of wrongdoing, and of late, CPS had been subjected to better press than usual. Khattak was back on the job with accolades in his file. Rachel suspected this had more to do with a government contact they had assisted on a recent case in Iran than with any change to Khattak's approach to police work. His administrative leave was over, and the budget of their section had been enlarged. They had brought back two of their original team members. Across the glittering table in the dining hall, Rachel caught the eye of community policing's tech supervisor, a burly, middle-aged man of unfailing good cheer and deadpan wisecracking abilities by the name of Paul Gaffney. He raised his eyebrows, miming a la-di-da gesture that made Rachel smile before she hastily schooled her features.